Please be seated. So, welcome on this, what we hope is going to be a gorgeous day out there. You'll notice again that I am alone, that Carrie is away. She'll be back, I hope, this next Sunday. But Carrie's on a much needed vacation. Carrie Child, who is our Minister of Children, Youth, and Communities. So I have, on her behalf, a couple of announcements. So, if you look in the bulletin, it says Camp Spirit Feature of the Week. And each week, Carrie has been pointing out a couple of ways that you could help with Camp Spirit, which will be on here at the beginning of August. You'll see also there information about how you can register children for the program, or youth 12 to 14 to come and help with the Leaders in Training program. So please have a look at that. They are looking for some help with Park Day. It's really important to the Camp Spirit program that they get outside. I mean, it's summer, after all. But also because the experience that we have of God in nature and the outdoors is so important. And so they're not going very far away for that. It doesn't involve driving, just walking. But if you could help with that or donate games and things, it would be absolutely wonderful. But all the programs are actually already organized. You don't have to think up things to do or anything like that. You just have to go along and have fun. Wednesdays, we have coffee in the mornings between 10 and 11. It's just time for light conversation and to get to know one another a little bit better. You'll see that the church picnic is going to be at the end of August, August 25th. You'll hear more information about that shortly. The other date to keep in mind is August the 18th. I know it seems a long way away, and you'll hear more about it, but Gilmore Park has been invited to share services that day at South Arm to meet their new minister, Alan Lai, and you get to hear him preach. I will be on holiday at that point, or actually, I'll be on study leave at that point. So have a good look at that. You know that one of the most wonderful things about coming to church is the coffee. Not really. But the conversation is great. So we do need people to help serve, make and serve coffee just for a couple of the weeks there that are still missing. So I'll pass this around to anybody who wants to make coffee. If you'd like to learn how to make coffee, we will teach you. This is a rather different service today. This service is one of our storybook Sundays where we're going to tell a story. Now, last week we told the story of the Lorax, and some wonderful people had written a whole service around Dr. Seuss. This one's quite different. Today we're going to use the story of the selfish giant. We have amazing pictures that go with that, but it's going to be woven through the whole service. So watch out for that. We who are gathered, we stand on this land, where people have gathered time out of hand to fish and to hunt, to gather and praise the God of the mountains and waters and waves, the God of the salmon and coyote and raven. Tsawwassen and Musqueam peoples, they came, and together we'll make this a place where God reigns. We're going to sing This Little Light of Mine while we light the Christ candle. This little light of mine. Am I a miracle? Come into the place of wonder, you miracles of God. Come to the altar of life, you miracles of God. I am made in the image of God, loved and loving. I am a miracle. And so we're going to tell the story of the selfish giant. Every afternoon, as they were coming from school, the children used to go and play in the giant's garden. It was a large, lovely garden with soft green grass. Here and there over the grass stood beautiful flowers like stars, and there were 12 peach trees that in the springtime broke out into delicate blossoms of pink and pearl, and in the autumn bore rich fruit. The birds sat on the trees and sang so sweetly that the children used to stop their games in order to listen to them. "How happy we are here," they cried to each other. Sing there in God's garden. Be seated. One day, the giant came back. He had been to visit his friend, the Cornish ogre, and had stayed with him for 7 years. After the 7 years were over, he had said all that he had to say, for his conversation was limited. And he determined to return to his own castle. When he arrived, he saw the children playing in the garden. "What are you doing here?" he cried in a very gruff voice, and the children ran away. "My My own garden, said the giant. Anyone can understand that, and I will allow nobody to play in it but myself. So he built a high wall all around it and put up a notice board. Trespassers will be prosecuted. He was a very selfish giant. The poor children had now nowhere to play. They tried to play on the road, but the road was dusty and full of hard stones, and they did not like it. They used to wander round the high wall when their lessons were over and talk about the beautiful garden inside. How happy we were there, they said to each other. Then the spring came, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds. Only in the garden of the selfish giant, it was still winter. The birds did not care to sing in it, as there were no children, and the trees forgot to blossom. Once a beautiful flower put its head out from the grass, but when it saw the notice board, it was so sorry for the children that it slipped back into the ground again and went off to sleep. Let us pray. O God, we desire more than we need, more even than we can use, more even than the world can sustain. When we act out of that lust for more, we call that sin. Give us strength to resist that desire, O God. Grant us wisdom. Christ, the way of wisdom, we see the needs of children for love, gentleness, patience, even food and shelter. When our convenience, embarrassment, or greed denies them the essentials of life, we call that sin. Give us the will to resist and to act in compassion. Grant us wisdom. Spirit of love, we let small and trivial things eat up our time. And when we let go of people who we love, we call that tragic, because we could have chosen otherwise. Give us vision to see what is important. Grant us wisdom, for you have promised to be always near. The only people who were pleased were the snow and the frost. Spring has forgotten this garden, they cried, so we will live here all the year round. The snow covered up the grass with her great white cloak, and the frost painted all the trees silver. Then they invited the north wind to stay with them, and he came. He was wrapped in furs, and he roared all day about the garden and blew the chimney pots down. This is a delightful spot, he said. We must ask the hail on a visit. So the hail came. Every day, for 3 hours, he rattled on the roof of the castle, till he broke most of the slates, and then he ran around and round the garden as fast as he could go. He was dressed in gray, and his breath was like ice. "I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming," said the selfish giant, as he sat at the window and looked out at his cold, white garden. "I hope there will be a change in the weather." But the spring never came, nor the summer. The autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. "He is too selfish," she said. So it was always winter there. and looked out. And what did he see? He saw a